on your show the other day, and your phone number's too long for me to remember when I'm driving, so I'm just at a loss, or I would have called in. You, Harry, and me got lumped together.
Oh, what a condemnation that is. I mean,
the guy said, you're just like Tommy Smith and Harry King. If you can't say anything negative, you don't say. And I'm like, of all the people, Mattingly, are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, he went out there and said that we're always looking for something negative.
I know, and I'm like, you're talking to Mattingly, goofball.
Yeah, I mean, what are you saying, Tommy? Are you saying that I'm wearing the rose-colored glasses?
No, I would say that you're a homer, but so was Orville Henry, and so was Paul Eels, so there ain't nothing wrong with that. I've said 100 times that you're the best broadcaster in the state by far, but I don't agree with everything you say, and that's just the way it is. And if I was making my tomatoes the same place you're making your tomatoes in the backyard of Fayetteville, I'd be saying the same damn thing.
Did you hear that country boy spin on that? Huh?
I try to you know, tell it like I see it.
They don't want to hear it, do they, Bo?
I don't think so. I mean, I lost sleep over the weekend for picking them to only win 9 games, you know?
That's a good number. It is a good number.
You know, I think you know, people want it both ways. That's okay. That's all right. You know, we got to fill time. We got to have an opinion. And at the end of the day, honestly, it's all it is.
Well, I'll just say this, Mattingly. When they put you and me and Harry in the same group for the first time in 15 months, I wanted a drink. I almost had to pull over. Oh, that's it. I'm not hearing things right or whatever. Now, I listen to the show every day, do a good job, get a great guest, and I think you do a fine job. It's just I don't agree with you on a lot of stuff.
Well, what do we disagree on?
Oh, the 3-year run deal.
How can you disagree with that?
I can't put things in 3-year runs and say all of a sudden you become tier one. Of course, I don't buy it.
Over a 3-year period, has Oregon been tier one over a 3-year period?
No. You're misunderstanding. I would say if you're going to talk tier one programs, you take into the a 40-year window or something.
Well, that's Listen, I mean, it's whatever your parameters are.
Right, exactly. And I was told that you said it would be the greatest achievement of all time, 3-year for Arkansas. And I did not hear that. I was told that, and I was like, well, he may have said that, and there is some truth to that. But you were born 2 days after Tiger Woods won the Masters the first time, so I go back a little, and frankly, I had a 22-game winning streak. And
listen, I said all that, and it would rival a greatest run in school history. But here's the deal. Listen, if you're talking about competing with LSU and Alabama in a 3-year window, the last 2 years, and we'll see what happens this year, it's a legitimate conversation to have.
Okay, who would you say is the premier football program in North America?
Today?
Yeah.
Tiger Bite! Tiger Bite!
would you not say Alabama?
Yes.
And among we got about 12 seconds here. Among coaches in NCAA, we picked Rick Leach as a rock star who's a good coach but not a great coach. Any other rock stars you can think of?
Well, Saban's a rock star.
Okay. Hey, we need to get you on. You know how it is. We're up against top of the hour. That heartbreak. Come see us or come call us sometime.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Thanks, bro.
Have a good day, Harry.
Thank you. Yeah.